Top of the fifth inning, Sean Nash here with you, 102.5 FM, 1230 AM, KSTC, and online anywhere, MediaLogicRadio.com. Wiley trying to pull off the upset here on the 8-9 matchup and give themselves a home slot next week in the first round of state. Both these teams know they're part of the 16-team field playing for seeding here. Wirtz leading off for the third inning in a row, looks at a strike at the knees, point of the plate from Tatum Dempsey. Wirtz has been walked and hit by a pitch the last two innings leading off. Swings away, and this one carrying, but it's going to die in the air, and Farquhar, two big steps to her right, has the catch in center field. Balls are jumping off the bats for both sides right now, but Panthers have had them go the long way over the fence more times than the Tigers have, and that's the difference. Two home runs in the last inning, a three-run and a two-run. Number nine hitter. Number 12, Bailey Sierra, stepping back in. She's walked both times, come around to score both times. Called strike at the top of the numbers. Strike one. Summers in the on-deck circle due up here. She had the three-run blast. That feels like it's broken this game open. 8-2. Called strike outside low corner. Count quickly 0-2 for Dempsey. Tigers not giving up the fight here. Trying to come right back and get back to the zeros on the board. Ava Reeves was great through the first two innings. Seven up, six down, and then found some trouble with the control and the appeal on the check swing on the 0-2. Umpire says no down the first baseline. One ball, two strikes. Sierra took a long walk down the third baseline. Now comes back to the batter's box. The 1-2 misses inside at the letters. Count 2-2. Dempsey foot forward to the rubber again. Righty winds up the 2-2 pitch. Outside there, the lean out from Mraz not doing her any favors, and it's a full count, 3-2. Dempsey trying not to lose Sierra after being ahead 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, fly ball down the first baseline, and that'll get out over the dugout. Count remains full. One out, base is empty. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 8-2 Panthers. If they can find a way to score four or more runs, they can end it here in this frame. A 3-2, and that misses up high, and it's a walk. Put a runner on first, one out. For Beth Summers again. Summers 1-4-2. That three-run home run last inning. She has scored twice. Reached on a walk back in the third inning. Lined out to second to start off the ball game. And she hits another one a long way. And it is off the fence on the fly. Emmy Farquhar tracking it. Throws it from center field to third. Pulls her the chance for the tag. Umpire says out. Got the tag on the leadoff there in Sierra. We'll see if Coach Magdaleno has any arguments. So it's a double for Summers, but what a throw by Emmy Farquhar on a rope from the center field fence all the way to third base to get the leadoff out. So there's two away. And despite that ball being the fence height away from a two-run home run, have a chance to put up a zero on the board defensively with Lexi Schotten, the left fielder, digging back in. She's 0 for 2. Has walked back in the first, struck out looking with bases loaded back in the third on a full count, and then popped up to foul territory to Addison Steele on the first at-bat for Tatum Dempsey in the circle. The 0-1 after a swing and miss, foul out of play, and the count is 0-2.
Hitting
for the Panthers, front fielder,
number 20, Lexi
Schotten. Schotten, the 0-2. Takes a ball, low and away. Dempsey trying to get that outside low corner. Just a shade low and a shade wide. The 1-2. Pop up in the infield. Dempsey settles underneath it in front of the circle. Third base side makes the catch for the final out. So the long ball by Summers hits it into the bottom of the fence. Farquhar, the big throw to third to get the leadoff out, and the Tigers put up a zero on the board for the first time since the second inning. Stays 6 runs, 8-2. Wiley leads. We go to the bottom of the fifth, where it'll be Farquhar, Soper, and back to the top of the order with Emerson for Sterling. Bottom of the fifth inning, Tigers have 9 outs to work with offensively to make up a 6-run deficit here in the regional championship. Emmy Farquhar leads things off. Should have had a base hit on a bunt laid down back in the second, but the throw was low and wide. She was already there to first for the infield single, but Summers missed the throw to the bag, and then Emmy tried to go, but she was thrown out immediately at second to end that second inning. Foul tips one here off the catcher's gear. Count quickly 0-2 with Beth Summers. Back to work in the circle. Wiley playing with the confidence to finally get back to the state tournament after the last 2 years peak to peak has eliminated them. I'm sure they were saying, how in the world have they ended up in the same region as us again, even knowing that they had to beat Sterling to see them. Swing and miss there from Farquhar, and there's one away. Summers has her fourth strikeout. She's had one in each of the last 4 frames. Ellie Soper up to the plate. Single for her leading off the third, but then she was thrown out trying to steal second. Finish up the second time through the order for the Tigers. Looks at a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 the count. And you know, for the Sterling girls, the 7 seniors that have been on the field all season, they do not want to have their final memory here being a loss. So they're not going to give up the fight here. Soper lays down a bump back at Summers. The second baseman covering, and Soper got to the bag first. Sierra was not there at the bag. It's an infield single. Good job by Soper not to pull up and keep going. Nine,
Haley Emerson.
Haley Emerson ready to step in. Back to the top of the order for the Tigers with a runner on first, one out. Emerson grounded out back to the pitcher last time up. 1-for-2 with a run scored in the ball game. Blooper down the third base line. Down for a fair ball. It hit the chalk line. Soper has to hustle to second, but it's back-to-back singles for the Tigers. You can see the white chalk splash there as it hit the edge of the dirt. And Emerson continues her excellent offensive day, and the Tigers trying to get the rally going, and good to have a couple runners in front of this bat. Audrey Reeves, a no-doubter. She flew it to the actual Mason Field confines fence, so 250 feet on the fly last time up for her first home run of the season, the solo shot. See if Reeves can do it again. Soper on second. It's a fly ball, going to stay in the yard this time out to center field, and the catch is made, and Soper had to dive back safely to avoid the double play. Catch made by Kopacz. So Reeves was definitely looking for it there, and now Addison Steele will step in.
Addison Steele!
Addison Steele, RBI E6 back in the first inning, struck out to end the third inning. Went down swinging on an 0-2 count. Saw 4 pitches. Summers trying to send us to the sixth. Pitch misses outside. Runners out first and second. 2 outs. Summers sets. The windup. Catches the outside edge. Strike one. 1-1 count. First ever matchup between Sterling and Wiley here in softball. A 1-1 pitch as Steele fouls one up to the top of the screen. Sterling had never played peak-to-peak either in softball before that matchup earlier. They have seen the Lyman Badgers 3 times, beating them all 3 times here in the Max Preps era, including earlier this season, the Tigers, just a couple of weeks ago. On September 25th, dominated 13-1 over Lyman as Steele lifts another one out of play on the 1-2 count, so it stays 1-2. The Lyman eliminated, peak to peak eliminated. The 8-9 matchup here, and the 9-seeded Wiley Panthers looking for the small upset and give themselves a home line here as it's a swing foul tip. Both runners took off thinking it was a wild pitch, but Steele did make contact with it, so it stays 1-2, and the runners have to go back to first and second. The pitch, Steele, fly ball right center field, and it's down for a base hit. Soper already rounding third. She scores. Here comes Emerson, but she'll stop at third. Steele, an RBI single, and she will take second on the throw-in. Tigers cut it down to five. It's 8-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Second RBI of this ball game, and put her at seven for the day now, correct? No, she had four again. Four that counted in the first game. So six on the day for Addison Steele. That'll go down in the official scorebook as RBIs. Brought in a couple of runs on an error with two outs, so she unfortunately doesn't get credit for those, even though the runs come in off her bat. So RBI single. Soper scores from second. Emerson over to third. McKenzie back at the plate. First pitch foul to the backstop. She's 0 for 2 with a fielder's choice and a strikeout. Not sure where that pitch missed on the outside edge. Blue's been giving that pitch an awful lot here today, but that time said no. 1-1 count. Summers the windup, the pitch to Beck. Swung on and missed, top of the zone. And the count is 1-2. Two outs. Summers trying to slam the door shut and keep it a 5-run lead with runners on second and third for the Tigers. Beck steps back in. A windup from Summers. The pitch outside. Beck starting to move the hands. Wisely holds back. And we do have an official. The Academy wins 9-2 over 4 Loveton, so they'll move up to the 5 seed. Thomas Jefferson will move up to the 6th. And it's a blooper, and that's a base hit for Beck. Here comes Steele to score the second run. And the Tigers are back in the ballgame. Throw out to second, and Beck's there. Two RBI single. And it's now 8-5. Sterling down by 3. Tigers not giving up the fight to try to win a third straight regional title and a fourth straight region played. These seniors, they have never lost a regional round game in their four-year career. Did not get a regional tournament in their freshman season because of that COVID year where it was only the state tournament. Tigers with 3 runs on the board make it 8-5 on our Carpet Comfort Center scoreboard, and with 2 outs, runner on second, Ava Reeves, the 7th batter of the inning. The lefty steps in 0-2 with a pop-up and a ground out so far. Reeves right now in line for the loss, pitching-wise. Looks at a ball outside. So yeah, as it stands right now, Thomas Jefferson would be the 7th seed. Since a swing and miss there, or the 6th seed, rather. Sterling, if they can come back and win, they would be the 7th seed. And then Sierra would be the 8th. If not, you may have... You could technically have Wiley become the 7th seed, and then Sierra be the 8th seed, and Sterling could get moved to the 9th spot again, which not ideal. That's not where they want to be again. Want to try to avoid Eaton until Saturday next week if they can help it. The 1-2, and Reeves is foul down the third baseline. Good cut again. Ava all day has been making good contact. Just doesn't have the base hits to show for it on the stat line. Count 1-2 still. Summers, the windup. The righty senior lets it go, and Reeves fouls off another one past Coach Poland's. Sixth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. So right now for the Tigers, the safest way to make sure that they are the number 7 seed is to come back and win this thing. Pitch outside to Reeves. Count 2-2. 2-2 pitch, misses outside, low and away, full count, 3-2. Sun already starting to set here in Sterling. Called strike three on the inside edge. And for the Panthers, a big strikeout there to not allow the tying run up to the base path. So Summers able to strike out two. Tigers do score three. It's a close game again as we go to the top of the sixth. 8-5 Wiley. They'll try to re-extend the lead with a 3-4-5. Bittner, Woolard, and Wilson coming up.